Basketball going all day long, and for people who love the game, like us and like Lee Klein, this has to be just about the best weekend of the year, Lee.
Oh, this is the best 4 days in all of sports. This Friday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, with all these basketball games and what it means to players and dreams and programs. It just doesn't get any better than that.
Well, and already some very interesting games today. We're watching in studio this terrific game between Yale and Baylor. And how about Duke getting tested a little bit earlier today?
Yeah, Duke had a competitive first half and then found a way to get it going. And, of course, I'm sure they wouldn't mind seeing Yale if the Bulldogs could hang on here and give us the first major upset of the tournament by taking down the Big 12's Baylor Bears. So we'll see how that finishes up here. But this is what this means, and seeing these kids on the big stage living their dream, and it's just a whole lot of fun.
When you look at the field, Lee, and you see the Krzyzewskis and the Izzos and then the upstarts like the Shaka Smarts, how important is tournament coaching experience for the teams that are in the field?
Well, I mean, you win a tournament game, all of a sudden you become a hot coaching prospect for a higher paying job and school. Tournament experience the thing is, like, it's twofold. You want someone who gets it, that knows what it takes in order to win these games, that sort of can guide the players to stay within, the moment. Don't let the moment overwhelm you. On the other side is the players. They may not have done this before or even, had that success. So it still becomes, it's Jimmies and Joes, right? Players make plays. Coaches try to advise them, but the players are the ones that ultimately will dictate the outcome. And so experience for them, a little more important than experience for the coach.
Some great games tonight, including a couple that hold some fascination for people here in New England. How do you size up, first of all, the matchup between Providence and USC, and then Stony Brook getting a tough draw against a fourth seed in Kentucky?
Well, I think the Providence-USC game is going to be, what we call, quote-unquote, the other guys. And that is, for Providence, it's been such a dependence on Ben Thiel and Dunn. And USC is a deep athletic team that I think is going to, really try to shut those guys down. Somebody else needs to step up. We've been singing that song for Providence for most of the year and hope that somebody can have a big game and stretch it. Otherwise, they could be on the short end, because USC is that, dangerous, young, talented team. So we'll see. I'm hoping Providence could pull it out, because I'd love to see those two guys play on the big stage against a top seed like Carolina, should they be waiting. The second piece of the puzzle, this Kentucky-Stony Brook, Stony Brook playing with house money. There's no expectations. Find a way. Your first time in the dance. You've got a couple of seniors that are really good players. Show that you could play with these guys. For Kentucky, it's about staying focused. And, the cats should roll. But for Stony Brook, just being in the spot's great. Now you're playing with house money. There's no pressure. Sometimes that, playing loose could allow you to play a little bit better than maybe the other way around.
Lee, as a coach, how hard is it to prepare game to game for these teams that have, like, outlier or different styles? Like, take, for example, West Virginia's press. How do you think having a different or distinct style like that could propel them deeper than a team that does things cookie-cutter like everybody else?
Well, interestingly, the team that they're playing against sort of has a reputation of being a disruptor, causing turnovers and using some of that formula. I think this, the first and foremost, you want to play your style of basketball. The second, you have to change what you do to prepare for an opponent. That gives that opponent an advantage, because they play that way all the time. Now you're trying to make adjustments, which is hard to do, and do so with confidence. I think the second piece of the puzzle, as far as, you know, when you're preparing for one of these teams, everything's so well scouted now. I mean, you know, they've been able to spot, you know, spatial analysis, what's going to be open, when the press comes, this is the open area, this is who's coming, this is how to guard them. It's well scouted at this point. It comes down to execution. Execution, staying focused, execution, and then a great, you know, I heard something great last week, and that was Shane Battier was talking about this. You know, the coach gives you a plan, and for the most part, players will follow the plan. But what happens if the coach says to force a player, force him over his left shoulder, and the first, maybe even the second time that player goes over the left shoulder and scores? Does the player have the trust to stay with the plan, or does the plan get abandoned? And that's going to be the key, whether, you know, who advances, kind of sticks with the plan that works and has that faith in coach, and, you know, find a way.
We're talking with Lee Klein, the owner of the Five-Star Basketball Camp, former college coach. Lee, is there a player or two on some of these lower-seeded teams that you think will take advantage of their opportunity to shine on the national stage over the next few days?
Oh, no question. I mean, this is, you know, like for Jameel Warney playing well against Kentucky tonight, I mean, that's an opportunity to propel yourself into the draft. For Wes Walkup and Stephen F. Austin, I mean, there's an opportunity to, you know, get into an NBA tryout, become, you know, become a fan favorite, be someone that, you know, that all of a sudden makes a name for himself. So no question, this big stage, Isaiah Whitehead later tonight for Seton Hall against Gonzaga, his opportunity to shine on a national stage. Can he rise up and take advantage of it? Definitely, there's no better time to elevate your game than in tournament time. And I'd say the last one I'll give you is Lamonte Bearden from Buffalo, is another guy that could end up rising up, having a big game, and putting themselves in play for whatever the next level, next thing is for them, which everyone's dream to play, you know, to play in the NBA.
Lee, we appreciate it as always. We'll let you get to the final seconds here so you can see how Yale Baylor finishes up a 1-point game with 9 seconds to go. Thanks as always for joining us, Lee. Enjoy this weekend's games, and we'll check in next Thursday.
My pleasure. Take care.
Lee Klein talking college basketball. Yeah, and again, number 12.